you know, when we think about some of the largest companies in the world, and I've heard you speak about this before, where there is, you know, what's known as the Net Promoter Score. It's the idea of would we recommend it to someone else? Fundamentally, mm-hmm. is what the question is being asked. But there is a consistency in the experience, which I think often gives comfort to people as they return back to it. And pick any one of the large brands. You know, we think about that in the Australian context as Bunnings, Home Depot is the equivalent in the US. It's not something that might wow you when you walk in, but there is a certain level of comfort and expectation that you can go there to get just about anything you need to do whatever the job is that you've got at hand, and you'll be able to get the thing you need. And so there's something quite nice about that. And really, really will they let you down in that kind of experience.
Yeah.
But there is also this idea of this is a long game to play. And there is a very fine balance between how do we maintain consistency, but also inspire innovation through that process.
Sure.
And often new companies are brought in to help make that innovation step possible.
Yep.
So how is that balance managed, do you think, from a design point of view? Because I would imagine that one or two wrong steps in trying to rework it so it's more innovative can actually make it worse.
I think that's a great question. And a couple of thoughts that hopefully I can connect all together. The first being, like, novelty in an experience, I think, is like a spice when you're cooking, right? And you want to have the right amount, but it's rarely, you know, you're going to put a bunch of flour and you're a bunch of eggs and milk, but just like a small amount, right? Like 15 grams of cinnamon or whatever it's going to be, right? You're not just going to dump, because it can make a dish, but too much of it can ruin a dish. And this is sort of how I think like novelty can work, right? It's also a really, it's hard to sustain, right? If the only reason people are interacting with your brand is because of novelty factors like that, you've got to come up with new things all the time, right? So that being said, there's actually this really cool theory that comes out of family studies. So one of my colleagues, Raymond Zabriskie, who's actually in Australia right now visiting family, his son married in Australia and lives there now. So him along with some other colleagues. That's what I think. It's just expensive to visit his grandkids. But so Raymond studies family recreation and experiences that families have together. And so the theories that he's developed and others have built upon is this idea of core and balance, right? So families have needs for, now I'm on the hook to see if I can remember all the parts of this, cohesion and adaptability, right? You need to be a cohesive unit, but also be able to adapt as life circumstances change and ages and all those things, right? So you need both of those. So his theory, which is really well empirically backed up, is that you need core experiences. These are like traditions and rituals that just always like happen, right? These are just things that we always know at Thanksgiving, we're going to do this. And Tuesday night, we do this. And you have sort of these core that form the identity. And then you have balance activities, which are the out of the ordinary novel, right? These are the family vacations or going out someplace else for dinner. And that the families with the highest level of functioning have a nice like mixture or portfolio of those, right? So if you're always just going on vacations and there's no sort of like stable, like these are ritual things, but every once in a while we'll do this big thing, that's not great. But if you're always just sort of in the routine and not doing other things. So if we think about, like, you know, Costco is another company that comes to mind that has great NPS ratings, right? And you walk in the store and it's like, yeah, this is just like a big warehouse store. But there's some of these consistencies, right? Like at least in the US, like I know what the price point for a hot dog and a soda is going to be. And I can always get the rotisserie chicken at this price point. And Costco's like pretty open and transparent saying, like, we don't make any money off of these. Like, but we're going to hold the line on the price for a rotisserie chicken because people just expect that, right? Mm. But at the same time, and because they have a relatively small inventory, you know that there's going to be this curated selection of new stuff, right? And it's like, I always know there's going to be these things here, but there's going to be this cycle of like new stuff. So there's just enough of like, I trust the brand and there's consistency, right? Apple's the same way. Like, you've got high NPS scores. I trust the brand. I know they're all going to have this design aesthetic. Things are going to be intuitive, but yet there's going to be system updates, right? And there's going to be new changes. And if you're really into Apple products and you're really excited when the developer conference and they're announcing this and this, there's going to have that consistency. And one thing that I think would help more brands with this is if just how, like, I think all brands have a style guide, right? This is our colorways, these are our typeface, et cetera, et cetera. I think more brands need to have a brand experience guide to articulate, regardless of channel, regardless of internal, external, here's the things that are always going to be part of experiences that we provide. And then we can sprinkle in novelty, but here's our core offerings. So people just know, like, oh, when brand X does this, it will feel like this.
I remember hearing you on Ryan Hawke's podcast, and you talked about the restroom experience, where there is, and I've forgotten the name of the brand, but it became known for its restrooms, and
Bucky's is one. There's right. A couple, but Bucky's is often pointed out as doing this really, really well.
Right, and so the idea of selecting a touch point and then really, really over rotating on marketing messages and positioning, mm-hmm. so that the basics are done well, but people wouldn't expect in the consideration set of where you're going to go and fill up your car with gas that you would all of a sudden start to think, actually, I think I should do Bucky's this time. And it sort of starts to,
I'm going to drive 2 miles further so I can go here because I know they have clean bathrooms.
Right. I think that's just genius. When I heard you say that, it was that is a stroke of genius when it comes to trying to differentiate in a very commoditized kind of market.
Yeah, totally. Right. It's like, you know, they couldn't do that if they weren't also doing just sort of the basic expectations of a service station. Right. Mm. But the fact that they're saying, like, no, let's elevate this one moment. I've seen that here at my university. So I'm at Brigham Young University in Utah. In the United States. And so American football is a big deal here, like American college football. And one of the things, so I think, actually I have one of our alum, Anna Metcalf, who is over sort of the fan experience for the football game. But one of the things that they've done that is one of these, like, let's just take this moment, which is like often a lot of places doesn't happen, and elevate it. And they do that for the opposing fans. And so if you're sitting in the visiting fan section, BYU is known for having really good ice cream. And so everybody in the visiting fan section partway during the game gets a free thing of ice cream. And the national attention this little thing has done has been pretty interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because you know, sports are about competition and for whatever reason, especially in a highly politicized and polarized place where we are right now in the United States, for whatever reason, just this effort to, like, let's give the opposing fans ice cream has done like a huge PR lift for the university. Which has just been interesting. It's just this very simple touch point that seems in some ways like that's sort of weird. But has conveyed this message of, like, hey, like as a university, like we are committed to like building relationships across institutions.